Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is taking Curtis back to Magic City right here. This will be a nice Magic City anthem.
Nah, I ain't playing this in Magic City.
No?
No, this is not.
Too slow.
Clearly somebody who's never been to Magic City.
Clearly.
Strippers like a slow song every so often.
Nah, they ain't playing this. Not Magic City. Listen, this is not the cabaret. You're walking in to pour some sugar on me or something.
So, like, what's the number one stripper song or artist in Magic City?
I would bet it's probably somebody like Big Boogie.
Big Boogie.
Yes.
Curtis was just about to say.
That's also James's favorite rapper these days.
I would say it'd be like Big Boogie would have you have
Memphis
the
rapper.
Yeah. Bop featuring Gorilla.
Yeah, that's a strip club song.
Okay.
Once you get past the full cavity search when you get there, meeting Cinnamon was just lovely.
If you want to know about Magic City, there's a documentary out, Magic City, I forget what it's called. It talks about the Lemon Pepper Wings. I was telling Greg the story. That's where Shaquille O'Neal became the first $100 million NBA player in Magic
this
City.
This bop song is a bop.
That's where he did his negotiation.
Basically, they called him up, and he was in the strip club.
If there is a documentary of my face when I walked in, I need it.
Did you order food, Curtis, there?
No. Ordered a Miller Lite.
Yeah, they looked at him like, Miller Lite? Like, seriously? He was like, what kind of hazy IPAs you got? They look at him like...
Mutt here.
Like, hazy IPAs, but no, it's like, plus we went, it was like the early birds.
3 o'clock?
Yeah, it was like 3 o'clock. It was the
Dale was not happy that we were there when he was there.
You get the booby prize.
It was Cinnamon must not have been an A-lister. She was there at 3.
No, that was the day shift. No, Cinnamon.
Man. I looked at the stage and there was a woman bent over in a way that I had never seen.
Yeah, because you got to understand, in the Magic City documentary, Atlanta was one of the places, or a lot of those places down south, that went fully nude because of some type of play that they had that they allowed the performers to go nude. And once they knew that, the strip clubs all went nude.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yes, I had a Pellegrino.
Nice. Can you get the Lemon Pepper Wings to go?
Yes. That's why Lou Will got in trouble.
Yeah, from the bubble.
From the bubble.
Yeah, we talked about this.
He just wanted to go in there and get the Lemon Pepper Wings.
Yeah, I was just hungry.
And that's it, because the Lemon Pepper Wings, man.
Is that what happened with Jameis in Florida, too, with the crab legs? He just thought he could take them to go without paying?
No. Lou Will paid, but he,
I don't think
it was just a joke.
Got that one.
No, I did. I understand that.
Yeah. All right, Greg Hill out today. You're stuck with the Laird Man. You got Wiggy, though. You got Courtney. You got Curtis. You got Shime. We are here until 10 o'clock. Judd Surratt at 8:20 in studio. Nesson voice after the big Bruins win last night and previewing the home opener tonight. They said it in a minute or so. And great job by Courtney advancing the story. Curtis, you know how important that was to our old bosses.
Yep.
We got a new guest lined up for 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Pat Welter, who you brought up at the beginning of the show, WRAL. He has been having kind of all the scoop when it comes to Bill Belichick. Very plugged. He's a UNC reporter from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Ooh,
so there's a little local tie there as well. But he's going to join us at 8. He has something at 7:52, so between 8 and 8:10.
And just to get away from all the Bill talk for a second, just one little snapshot. Another thing to tease, legendary moments at 8:45. Wiggy takes us to Bourbon Street in honor of the trip to New Orleans and what it was like the week leading into the Super Bowl in 2002. And what Bill allowed you to do that week.
Who did Mrs. Wiggins go to the game with, Wiggs? Was it?
No, she was sitting next to Suge Knight.
Oh, that's right. Awesome. Okay.
Now, the game in New Orleans this weekend, sneaky big game?
Yes.
Like, you lose this game and all of a sudden everything you did in Buffalo is out the window?
Pretty much.
I said this at the beginning of the week where I've been on it about not, I asked Vrabel about it on Monday, like not letting that big win overshadow that you've got a game coming up and not letting the guys play down to the Saints. And that's something that I've been worried about. Vrabel doesn't seem worried about it. He said, I think we'll be good. He gave me a very short answer there. But like Rob Ninkovich brought it up yesterday where that's something that he concerns him.
Trap game.
Sure. Yeah.
And New Orleans is not horrible. Like, they have skill weapons. They have Olave. They got Kamara. They got that guy that burns Rashid Shaheed or whatever. He had, like, a 25-mile-an-hour touchdown run.
Yeah, but they have Spencer Rattler, a quarterback.
He's a good runner.
He has one win, Ken, in 11 games.
I'm just saying, they're not like nobodies. I mean, they could beat you.
Well, to be fair, Sean, you didn't use the win stat to talk about Drake May prior to last week.
I think after what we saw...
He had two already this year.
I think after what we saw from the Patriots, you know, starting at the beginning of the season to where we are right now through these five games, I don't think you look at them and go, yeah, any given Sunday they could beat you.
They held it close with Buffalo, didn't
they? But they shouldn't beat you. This is a team that you look at and you go, wait a second. The New England's headed in the right direction.
What's the spread, Shine?
3.5.
I think it was down to 3 yesterday.
Well, that's basically a pick'em. It's just a home advantage.
No, I get that.
No, the home advantage is no longer 3 points in the NFL.
Not?
It's only about a point and a half.
Oh, is it? Oh.
All right, it depends on where you play.
And the Patriots are favored, meaning that'd barely be 5 or 6 points.
Oh, Patriots are favored. Yes. I thought you said Saints are favored. All right, sorry. Okay, well, 5 points then.
Yeah, it's back up to 3.5.
Yeah, I feel like if they lose this game, I don't think they will. I think they win the game, but everything we feel positively about the team this week is gone if they lose on Sunday.
I'd agree with that. Goes out the window. And Courtney, you brought that up. Yeah. It's like, because this is, you know, you look at the Miami game, you look at the Carolina game, you look at the Buffalo game, you're like, all right, defense is getting better. Drake May, he's been playing good since really week one.
Yep. What does Steph Diggs do after a great game?
Steph Diggs, he had put two good games back to back. Maybe he's starting to come along and you're like, all right, this team looks good, right? They're playing well. They actually look like they're a legit contender in the AFC, a team that could really, you know, make a nice playoff run. If you lose to the Saints, I'm with Curtis. That's like, what are we doing?
But you got a month before the trade deadline to sort of get an idea of who you are. They won't lose all these games. They could go back to 3-3, still be 4-4, and you'd be feeling pretty good
No. They have 4 games, and we talked about this yesterday, Ken. They got the Saints, then they're at Tennessee, and both of those teams stink. Then they're home to Cleveland, and Cleveland, we know Cleveland has a good defense, but you know they're trading everything. Yeah,
right,
they're trying to figure it out, and then you're home to Atlanta. If you win those 4 games, the trade deadline is then a couple days after the Atlanta game.
2 days.
2 days after, before you head to the Bucks. And that's the game where you go, all right, we've just ripped off 4. Where do we need help? And who's out there that we might be able to get? Now, when we go to Tampa, if we can win that game, people are going to have to say New England is a legit Super Bowl contender.
I got a source with some potential trade targets for you later in the show. We can just throw that out there.
Yeah, I saw one guy yesterday that they were throwing out there, but this could also be fantasy land.
I also have a guy that I would like.
Oh, all right. That's a whole segment.
Who's the guy that said the power forward was going to be great in Cleveland, your source out there?
Tristan Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a high-ranking source in the Cavs organization.
We found out that was the janitor.
For those,
Tristan went back, and he's a factor.
Yeah, he's a factor sitting on the end of the bench.
Courtney and Wiggs, I don't know if you remember this, but it was in a different lifetime where Ken created a story that said the Patriots were trading Gronk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I had good sourcing on that.
Hey, Mike, I tweeted it as I do, breaking per Ken Laird, the Patriots are trading Gronk. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio wrote a whole story.
No.
And it was accurate.
It was accurate.
They tried to trade him.
To Detroit. I was going to say, so did you get credit for that?
Nope.
No. And then we had to do a sit down with Zarbano, Ken, and Florio on the phone, and he said that Ken was like the poop on the bottom of his shoe.
Yeah, but you were right, though.
I was right.
Even Gronk said it.
I was vindicated, as I often am, years after the fact.
Did he apologize?
No, of course not.
Let's get to this show.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is presented by our good friends at Ketchus Law. At Ketchus Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in the toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketchus Law and our good friend Sean Flaherty today. All right, what's first up, Shane?
Well, since we're talking about the Patriots, let's stick with the Patriots here. Stephon Diggs spoke to media yesterday in front of his locker, and one of our big concerns is maybe this is a possible trap game for the New England Patriots. Stephon Diggs talked about having the right mindset heading into New Orleans.
I think it's super important that we flip the page, considering New Orleans Saints is a really good football team. I know the record might not show it, but they're very skillful up front and in the back end. And to be honest, it might be a bigger test than last week, just as far as like having success and being able to replicate that process, or you know, do it all over again, and you know, work equally as hard and attention to detail and focus. Because this opponent, I know their record doesn't say it, but that's a good football team, and they've been in one-score games plenty of times, and I don't expect it to be no different. We got to go in there with the right mindset.
Wiggy, can Steph Diggs keep this up every week, what he just showed us last week?
I think so. I think he looked like maybe not 146 yards, but he could easily be 80 to 90 yards.
That's huge.
The 6 for 106 the week before is far more replicable.
Yeah. But if he's that every week, he's a top 10 receiver. Then you finally got somebody.
Yeah, it just worries me that
top 10 receiver.
If he has 100 yards every week,
every time you say top 10, we think of Devontae Parker.
Okay, if he has 100 yards every week, add it up.
Yeah, I mean statistically, he'll be over 1,000 yards. I get that.
Which we haven't had since Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I get that, but I think that he's showing right now he could be a solid number one for you, but a top 10 wide receiver.
What are the stats right now? Isn't he like top 5 or 6 in catches and yards?
No, I don't think so.
No.
If they win this weekend.
Stephon Diggs is 12th in yards.
If they win this weekend convincingly, then they have this 3-week stretch where they have dominated bad teams and beat a better team on the road. And then that looks like you have the beginning of something, right, of at least a playoff year.
Right.
I just hope that it's not just a come down for him. Like he was so emotional going into that game, the mm-hmm. lead up into it, the way in which he was during practice, the way in which social media portrayed mm-hmm. like it means different for him.
It was his Super Bowl.
It was, yeah. And right. then you come off that, a big win, and then you've got the Saints. I'm happy to hear that he is very cognizant of that being an issue going into mm-hmm. the Saints, but I just hope he has another great game.
I love that he
keeps that momentum going.
I love what he's saying, but a great game for him. Like if he goes 5 for 85,
yeah,
that's a great game.
Honestly, even if he goes 5 for 55, that's still a fine game. Like Drake May is gonna find him. It's not a matter of if, it's just simply a matter of when. He clearly likes throwing him the football. He's gonna try and feed him a little bit. He'll get catches.
Now, Sean, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
AJ Brown.
Yep.
First round pick, would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Zero hesitation.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think twice.
Curtis?
Yes.
If you get half the player that A.J. Brown is with, hopefully, what this team would be picking around 20, then, yeah, that's a great pick.
Can I ask why you wouldn't?
Well, he's 28. Bregman scares me. When these guys get up there, then they lose it quick. You know?
So let's say the Patriots make the playoffs and they're they get out in the first round, so they'll be drafting at 23. Mm-hmm. What are you going to get at 23 for 2 years that you can't get from A.J. Brown for the next three?
I mean, A.J. Brown would have been available at 23. So you can get somebody else of that caliber. You mean,
yeah, but they have, but we know what AJ.
They can't draft receivers.
Yeah, you also have to find the right guy.
And we know it.
Find a young guy.
We know what AJ Brown is.
Right.
That other guy, we don't know. That he could be AJ Brown, but he could
also be N'Keal Harry.
Right. So, and it always goes back to Ken. I think it always goes back to this: if you want somebody that could be AJ Brown, why not just get A.J. Brown?
Because he's only that for another 2 years. That's the problem.
But I don't think so.
But Ken, the money is the only reason you wouldn't do it, and they have nothing but cash.
No, I would send the money.
But the reason they would tell you is that they're...
So, Ken, if it was a second round pick, you'd be fine?
I do a second.
Oh, my God. So for 10 picks, it's that big of a difference?
What's next, Jen?
Next, so we've been talking a lot about Bill Belichick this morning. Wiggy's old teammate, Keyshawn Johnson, was in his car and was reacting to the whole mess down at the University of North Carolina.
Bill Belichick didn't talk to Nick Saban before he took this UNC job, and Nick didn't tell him, as his good friend, successful college coach, didn't tell him that this was getting ready to be crazy in college, it was going to be different, didn't let him know. So now, if it's true, Bill Belichick is talking to officials at UNC about a buyout? You halfway through the season, and you want a buyout already? I know this has to be a false report. Can't be real, because that just doesn't go with Bill Belichick, the Bill Belichick that I know. That just doesn't coincide. It doesn't make sense. Makes zero sense at all. But if true, man, what a monumental up UNC has put themselves in. You had Mac Brown right there. You had him right there. But you chose a better Mac Brown. So much for that. Good luck.
Yeah, you need a Mac Brown, Gerard Mayo podcast stat.
You did have an old coach like Mac Brown's in his 70s, too. You already had that guy.
And Wiggy and I were talking off air about the Gerard Mayo, like the way in which Bill handled that with the podcast. Like, I don't blame Bill for that. The way in which it ended in New England and finding out that Gerard was talking with the Crafts behind his back. Like, I would do the same
and
thing.
And your job is as a, you know, a talking head who talks about sports is to sometimes you might have to criticize, you know, coaches or organizations or what they're doing. Like, that's
if Mayo says he's got a plan, then I guess he's got one.
Do you remember his first appearance after week one on McAfee last year? What Bill didn't mention the entire spot?
The Patriots.
The Patriots win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the pettiness.
But exactly. Yeah. Why are we celebrating his pettiness?
Not celebrating, but do you Curtis, if you were in Bill's shoes and you found out that Gerard Mayo was doing that behind your back, you'd be petty too.
And Bill did it to Bill Parcells himself.
And that's fine.
And you understand why he's petty. Did you not see the dynasty?
Of course.
Okay.
You're going to say that and you kick another coaching job, you better not lose by 40 to Clemson.
I get that's part of it. But if your lady goes out there and she bangs the mailman and she's banging them on a weekly basis, and you find out...
I would go to FedEx.
You know, no, I think you might be a little bit petty.
Yeah.
All right, Shine, one more.
Wait.
Yeah, Bruins got a big win last night. Marco Sturm talked after the game about how happy he was with the performance by the Boston Bruins.
How's it feeling when number one is
on? Yeah, I know, it feels great. I'm exhausted, though, but no, it was just... I said it before, it's just... It's the moment I was waiting for, and to grab a win on the road at a tough place like here, it's even better. And on top of it, you know, for the most part, they played exactly what we worked on. They played exactly how I wanted them to play, and that makes me happy.
Speaking of happy, this guy is like the happiest coach I've ever seen or
so
heard.
Excited.
He is like.
So was Jim Montgomery, and look how that ended.
No. Montgomery was like mercurial. This guy spent 7 years in the
mercurial,
Kings organization.
He was Mr. Rogers.
Okay, well, whatever. He's thrilled. He seems upbeat, positive. I can imagine the players love him.
Razor was really high on him from jump. So I think they're friends. So take that into account. But he was high on Sturm. So
we'll see if Judd Surratt believes this is sustainable for the Bruins when he joins us at 8:20. Also, a great guest, Courtney, lined up. Pat Welter from WRAL in North Carolina with the latest on Bill and Chapel Hill. But next, Courtney has the news. What do we have in the news today?
Oh, well, because you are hosting today, Ken, I decided to do not one, but two Disney stories.
Oh, boy.
So
that's great. Curtis will rip me for that twice. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.